Lock in your best price with Summers Manufacturing. Whether you're looking for the simplicity of the Super Coulter Samurai, the flexibility of the VRT Renegade, a new Land Roller, or adding any other new piece of tillage equipment, secure your purchase by booking through Summers Advanced Order Program. Now taking orders for both fall of 2021 and spring of 2022 delivery. Call your Summers dealer today or visit SummersMFG.com.
Welcome back. Farm Talk, Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio with Bill Moore of the Price Futures Group. As we always head down to Chi-Town in Chicago, Price Futures Group. Bill Moore, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing very good, thank you. And we've had a lot transpiring since we talked last.
Holy mackerel. Volatility has been the word. And we kind of had a turnaround Tuesday going, but soybeans sure couldn't get anything mustered up today.
No, they've hit a hard off their highs, about 35 cents. And corn's hanging in there up six. It was up at one time 16 cents, so that was nice. But the beans are dragging the corn down. The wheat's kind of hanging tough. Yeah, we had a market that was cruising along in pretty good shape, and people were wondering if the government would finally admit to the increased exports and reduced stocks, but they didn't. And the report was generally considered a disappointment, not a huge bear, but disappointing, particularly the new crop numbers for corn. I think 1.5 million metric tons. They were looking for something much less than that. So market didn't like that. And in addition, corn and beans were well overbought, coming off 8 to 9 year highs. Haven't seen these levels since 2012. Planning is going well. We'll cover that a little later, but crops are going in the ground, and as with the success of the early planting, there's talk that the acres will be increased from the March 31 numbers of 91.1 in the corn and 87.6 in the beans. Probably, most certainly, they'll come up from those levels. There's inflation jitters in the market. Last week, particularly, the stock market had a rough two or three days with the feeling that the economy's growing too fast, too much inflation. The Feds will have to jack up the rates, and that'll kind of muddy the water off for all the markets. And then we had the DeSoto Bridge incident in Memphis, where they had a structural issue with the bridge. It temporarily halted shipments on the Mississippi. That was a negative. That's since been resolved. But so it's just a perfect storm of a lot of negatives. And you throw that in a pot and stir it up, and you got a dollar break in beans and a dollar break in corn, particularly considering the fund length in these corn and bean markets. I mean, I saw a correction coming. I didn't see that much, but it doesn't surprise me with the number of people that are involved in the funds right now. So, I mean, this is going to be par for the course for the next couple months until we have some idea what the crop is. There's going to be a lot of volatility, big swings. We witnessed one of those here in the last 3 or 4 days. As far as fresh news goes, today, boy, the export picture has been unbelievable. We've had 8 days in a row of flash sales, mostly to China. Most recent one was today, at a little after 8, 1.3 million metric tons to China. Yesterday, 1.7 million metric tons, all last week. And then a week ago, Friday, 1.3. So they don't care that the corn's up here in the $6, $7 range. They're buying. And that's a very good sign for the market. Even in inspections yesterday at 10 o'clock, 1.8 million metric tons. Last week, 1.7. So nothing wrong with the export picture. It's been really robust here of late. And that's one of the reasons I think the corn market at least has come back in the positive territory the last couple of days. We did have planting progress yesterday. I mentioned that it's going swimmingly. Corn 80% done. The average is 68. Soy 61%. Average is 37. Spring wheat 85% done. Usually it's average is 71. So when you have that kind of rapid progress, then there's always talk that they're going to, you know, with these prices where they're at, they're going to put additional acres in. It only stands to reason. And it could be anywhere from 1 to 2 million more acres in corn and beans up from the government's March 31 numbers, which were probably low balls. But some people are calling 4 or 5 million more acres in corn. They just don't see that. That's a crazy number. Certainly you'll have some more, and we'll see what it is as we go along. So that's basically what's happened in the last 4 or 5 days. It's volatile action. It's funny, the report came out and the market didn't. Actually, the beans went up right after the report. But then a day later, they kind of reconsidered as a delayed reaction. The soy went down hard. It's been hard since, down since then. And the corn was down the day of the report and then continued its down to a dollar, to about a dollar correction. Going forward, despite this big correction, nothing's really changed. We still have to deal with getting our crop in the ground. No matter how many acres we have, it depends on how the crop turns out. So you could have record acres and just a so-so yield and not be enough. So the whole growing season's ahead of us. There'll be some weather scares, and I just see the market in a big range, more up than down over the next month or two as we figure out what kind of crop we're going to have. But until we have a better idea in our yield and production, I see sideways to higher in this market. The demand I mentioned is unbelievable. 8 days in a row of flash sales. So many of these sales are 1.5-2 million metric tons, big numbers. That's a good thing for the market. And the dollar is down as well. The U.S. dollar is down 32, not too far off the lows. That's good for our exports. So you put all that together, and again, nothing's changed. Yeah, big correction. Again, I see sideways to higher going into the middle of this year.
As we peel the masks off and do more socializing, going out to restaurants, is that why Fed cattle are a little bit higher today?
Yeah, I think it's helping, but if you look at a chart of June cattle, June hogs, what you've got is a market that's been in a sideways pattern for several weeks now. And whenever that happens, of course, you have conflicting fundamentals. One thing's pushing it up and the other one's pushing it down. In the case of the upward thrust, that would be, of course, the grilling season and the increased demand from a resurgent economy. As the vaccines are widespread, the people are going to stop not wearing as masks as often. The stimulus checks that went out, it's all good. And so, but on the other side of the coin is the high price of feed. Corn and meal have gone up to 7-8 year highs, and the meats don't like that, particularly the feeders. So the high cost of feed is being offset by better demand, keeping these markets in a sideways pattern for now. I think eventually demand will win out, but right now it's got the market stymied.
Okay. Bill Moore, the Price Futures Group. Great insight. Bill, if producers want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Yeah, I love hearing producers' opinions. A lot of guys, I think, are done planting, so maybe you got a little time to give me a ring. Let me know what you're thinking. 630-947-5176 is my cell. Always have it on me. Love to hear from you.
And go Cubs, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're coming back a little bit. The White Sox are the team in Chicago this year. I mean, they've got 10 games over 500, best record in Major League Baseball. But I've always been a Cubs fan, but I'm watching the Sox a little bit, too.
Can't wait for them to play the Twins and see them dominate. We'll see. All right.
We'll see what happens. Right.
Bill, have a great rest of the week. Talk to you later.
Mick, always a pleasure. You take care.
You the same. Thank you. Bill Moore, Price Futures Group.